visiting with Pleasantville head boys basketball coach Taylor Phipps. Coach, you know, you look at the postseason and talk about those games specifically. Opened with that big win, kind of lopsided win over Greene County, and then a tough one on Thursday night against West Marshall. You know, a hard-fought game for you guys. Can you kind of talk about those two matchups?
Yeah, I thought that the Greene County game, first round game we got to host, was, you know, we came out with a lot of intensity and great energy and focus, and really had a lot of guys step up and make big plays and make shots and, you know, move the ball really well and attacked, you know, in transition and, you know, ended up having a lot of success. So that was a really, you know, good opener, and our guys were, you know, able to, you know, play well all four quarters and move on. And then on Thursday, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough matchup with West Marshall. They play seven seniors, kind of their main guys are all seniors, and, you know, have played some tough basketball. They're kind of a defensive team, and, you know, pretty physical and got some decent size with kids, but, you know, I thought we had a good plan, and we came in and executed for the most part. Defensively, we, you know, we held them to 48 points, which, you know, in a normal game for us, that's enough to get the win. But, you know, offensively, especially in that third quarter, you know, we didn't have good ball movement and player movement, and, you know, weren't able to convert on enough possessions to score. And so, you know, that ended up kind of being the difference in the game, was just not scoring enough in the second half. And so, you know, that's something we'll have to keep growing and keep working on. And, you know, we had three seniors who played a lot of minutes for us this year and were big impact players. So we'll have to, you know, guys will need to step up in the off season to keep working and, you know, kind of replace those guys, but, you know, still, you know, a really fun season to be a part of with this group, and I enjoyed coming to practice every day with them, and you know, it was a fun season.
Yeah, you know, you look at that West Marshall game when you're kind of, you know, down to the wire a little bit in the end of the game, and, you know, you have a sub-state with the season really on the line. You know, how do you kind of coach a situation like that, you know, when you're playing a team that, like West Marshall, that you're pretty unfamiliar with? I think I had seen that you guys had only maybe have played them once in the last decade or however that goes.
Yeah, obviously they're in a different conference than us, and they're far enough away that, you know, they're not really on our non-conference radar. And so, yeah, it's a team we didn't really know much about, but obviously we got some film on them and got to talk to a couple of my coaching friends that have coached against them. And so, you know, we were able to get kind of a picture of who they were and, you know, kind of go in with a good game plan, I thought. You know, and then it's just a matter of you know, having our guys being able to execute and perform, you know, when the lights turn on. And, you know, I needed to do a better job of getting us quality offensive looks in the second half. And so that's something, you know, I'll continue to grow on as a coach too. But, yeah, I thought they were a tough physical defensive team, and, you know, made it really tough on us in that second half. So that was kind of the difference in the game.
Yeah, can you kind of talk about, you know, you mentioned the seniors a bit. Can you kind of talk about those specifically and, you know, what kind of made that group special? I know those are some guys that you've had the opportunity to coach now for a couple of years and get to, you know, work their way up through some serious varsity minutes.
Yeah, I thought, you know, our seniors, Lucas Klotwijk and Jaden Boone and Braylon Lindsay and then Eli Dawson, you know, all four of those guys were just tremendous guys to have around every day. And, you know, none of them cared about individual glory. They wanted to be whatever was best for the team. And they came to, you know, to practice with great attitudes every day and willing to, you know, do whatever it took to, you know, give us the best possible chance we could. You know, and all four of them, you know, even though they, you know, might have played a different amount of minutes or different roles, really brought value to the team and brought, you know, positivity to practice every day and a work ethic. And, you know, I just thought they did a tremendous job of, what you want your seniors to be like. I'm really proud of them, and wish we could have moved on one more round at least for them. But that's just the way high school sports go sometimes.
And Coach, last week you sophomore Braylon Bingham was achieved a very rare milestone in hitting 1,000 points as a sophomore. Can you kind of talk about that achievement a little bit and kind of just him overall as maybe how he grew from his freshman to sophomore year?
Yeah, I think that obviously he's a tremendous athlete, whether it's on the baseball diamond or the football field or the track, just an all-around really good athlete. And that carries on into the basketball team and on the basketball court. And I thought the kind of his biggest growth area was just kind of some intangibles. Obviously his athletic ability and skill and strength, grew a little bit from his freshman to sophomore years. That was a noticeable thing, his strength, and he's really committed in the weight room. And so, I'm really excited about what the next 2 years bring with football and basketball and baseball and everything else with him. And so, it's he does a great job of leading and competing every day and bringing it in practice every day. And so he's great to be around, and I really appreciated his work ethic and just the way he carries himself as a teammate. And it's great to be around him.
And Coach, what's kind of the dynamic with Braylon? I could ask this to any of his coaches at any sport, but when you have a kid that comes up like he has, maybe even in his freshman year too, and it just made such an immediate impact with his talent and his ability. Kind of how does that dynamic work with the seniors that have been around the program a lot longer than Braylon, but just what Braylon can bring to the table?
Yeah, I think it can go a number of different ways. And if a kid with his kind of skill and ability and talents maybe has a different attitude or a different even personality, it can clash and it might get ugly at times. But just the type of kid that he is and the high character that he has, and just the way he carries himself and his humility and that all really, really goes a long way as far as, he's one of our team captains, and he's looked at as a leader in the school and on the all the different teams, and he does things the right way. And so obviously when you combine, that with his talents and abilities, that makes for a great kid to kind of have around the program and be one of the leaders in the program. And so just really proud of him and the way he's continuing to push himself and to grow as, as a leader and as a player and keep pushing himself to be the best he can be.
And I know there's a lot to digest after a basketball season's done, and I don't want to look ahead too far to next season, but is there a couple guys you can maybe highlight that maybe got a few minutes this season that are some younger guys that you hope to, hopefully as we go into the 2025, 2026 season may be kind of poised for a breakout season?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of potential going forward. And I think obviously we had two freshmen that played quite a bit of minutes this year and contributed some really positive things to our team and Nolan Fichter and Trendon Phipps. And then I think Stanton Major will be a senior this next year and is really has an opportunity to grow in kind of our big man role, and he did a really nice job this year. And so I'm really excited for what he can do, this off season and going into next year. And same with Cash Klotwijk, did a really nice job this year and played really well down the stretch for us. And then Kaylor Jones, I thought his minutes kind of fluctuated throughout the season, and some games he didn't get very many minutes, but his attitude and what he showed in practice and the potential that he can bring for us next year, I think is really good, really positive. And then there's a number of guys on our JV team that will have opportunities for to earn some minutes kind of going into next year, depending on how much work they put in and how much they can improve in this off season. So definitely excited about the, you know, the potential of this group going forward. But, you know, just like with anything, if guys aren't willing to put in some extra work and put in some time off, they're not going to improve. And so, you know, that'll be a challenge for, you know, us as a group to keep pushing each other and keep improving and taking the next step.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, you know, you look at, obviously teams change from year to year and you have different rosters from season to season. You know, what about this group specifically this season? You know, what's so special for you as a coach, and what did you enjoy most about this group?
Yeah, I thought, you know, obviously after last year, we lost, you know, three starters that were seniors, and including Dace and Learhoff, who was, you know, a 1,000-point scorer and a double-double, averaged a double-double, you know, the last 2 years coming into this year. And so just replacing him and just kind of a new look, a new team, lots of new faces coming in, and played, you know, a couple young guys that didn't have much experience. And so, you know, from practice number one in November until, you know, this week, you know, going into the playoffs, I thought we grew a ton. And, you know, that's a credit to our guys just committing to practice every day and, you know, just buying into what we were trying to do as a team. And just really proud of them and proud of the work they did this season. And they have a lot to be proud of and a lot of good moments for us. And so, you know, just really thankful to be their coach.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always and all season long, you know, and congrats on a great season, you know, already looking forward to next year.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.